WJTL Jeremy Rosado's Come and See. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:19.
Good morning. This is intern Katie with your weather for the week. Today is sunny and breezy with a high of 72. Tonight, clear and a low of 48. Friday, sunny and a high of 75. Saturday, sunny and a high of 80. And Sunday, cloudy with a chance of rain and a high of 80. It's currently 55 and sunny.
Our friend Dana Myers is here for Brittany's Hope. Good morning again, Dana.
Hey, good morning.
We love having you here, and we love Brittany's Hope. And you always bring us great stories about how God is working through your ministry. Do you have one you could share with us this morning?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are these two brothers. So when you're in an orphanage, when kids are in an orphanage, they age out, you know, often if they, you know, get so like 11, 12, you know, 14, depending on the orphanage. And there are these two brothers, and the one was really in danger of aging out. And they were, you know, as you can imagine, you lose your parents and you bond with your sibling, you know, so much. And we were just able to find through the goodness of our donors, a family who would adopt both of the brothers.
Wow.
And it's a huge commitment. First of all, adopting one child is a huge commitment, and it's expensive, unfortunately. So it can be like $30,000 to adopt one child. So if you can imagine saying, you know, yes, we're going to adopt two children and older, and that can come with the issues as well. And so, but just miraculously and wonderfully, our donors really supported that, and they will both be coming home soon to find their forever family.
Love so that. Where are they from?
The children, I think, are from Vietnam.
Yeah.
You should know that.
That's okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to throw you with that question.
Okay.
I was more curious than anything. Well, no, that's exciting. I know you talked to us a little bit about your ball and what a success that was and your speaker. And we want to talk more about your Biking for Brittany that's coming up, because that's another way that our listeners could support what you are doing.
Absolutely. So Biking for Brittany was started 3 years ago, and really to just spread the word about what Brittany's Hope does, because, you know, often people, there's a lot of great nonprofits in our area. So,
sure,
you know,
is,
and
yeah.
So we really wanted to get the word out, because Brittany's Hope helps families with the heart to adopt a child with special needs handle that financially. So it's amazing, you know, and gives children like a whole redefined future. So, so we started Biking for Brittany, and it is a metric half century bike ride, and it's on Sunday, June 30th. It starts at 7:30 in the morning, and it gives, so it just opens up the whole biking community is a huge, huge, wonderful community of
yes,
people.
It is.
You know, so riders can register online at brittanyshope.org, look under events, and it's right there. So on the day, riders will have, they start at the Star Barn, and then they take off on either the 62-mile course or a 34-mile course. We have fabulous rest stops along the way, and they are all sponsored by KW Realty. They get into the themes and music, and it's really fun. And at the midway point, we have empanadas and, you know, a whole bunch of fun things. This year at the end, they're going to be having burgers and hot dogs on the grill and just make it a fun, like, cookout type event. So,
yeah.
And then this year also we have Strava segments. So the Biking for Brittany is not a race, it's a bike ride, but there are people that tend to ride long distances, have a bit of a competitive edge. So this gives them a bit of a chance to compete either with themselves or with others. And the prizes are Pactimo jerseys, which are pretty cool. But there's three different Strava segments along the route. So yeah,
it's very
cool. It is really cool.
How many riders have you had traditionally in the past?
About 200.
Wow.
And we're projecting to have more this year. So yeah.
It's a beautiful area to ride through too.
It is beautiful. So it's right along the water. The trail goes right along the water. So which is beautiful. We just have so much, you know, beautiful areas, so many beautiful areas in this area.
We really
to ride.
Do.
So, yep.
Is there a deadline that people need to sign up by?
Thursday, June 28th is the deadline to sign up online, but you can register day of as well.
It's coming up June the 30th, Biking for Brittany. Check it out online at brittanyshope.org and just click on events there. You could sign up. We'd love to have you be a part. Dana, we love having you here.
Oh, we appreciate the support of WJTL. It's fabulous.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Back to the music we go. Here's Jeremy Camp. These Days, WJTL. Good morning.